brought to you by Penguin. This is How You Grow After Trauma by Olivia Reams. Read by Kristin Atherton. About this book. Over the past decade at the University of Cambridge, I have researched the science of well-being and growing after difficulties. I have interviewed and spoken with hundreds of people about tough circumstances they've dealt with and how they bounced back. My research and own pursuit of the science of growth has led me to scour the academic literature and read hundreds of studies. I have taken the work I've done over the past decade and retained the key essential aspects on growing after life's difficulties. And now I share them with you. This book is for anyone who has experienced a tough time, including trauma. And my aim is that it gives you the tools you need to move forward. It shows how you can become a more confident, self-reliant, and stronger person in spite of difficulties. And bounce back. One day, as I was working, I stumbled upon an article that would change the trajectory I would take. And my life. The article talked about how people who are going through tough times, an illness, an accident, a loss, a devastating breakup or job loss, had grown because of their experience. These people were experiencing distress, but at the same time, they were transforming. They were in pain, but profound changes were taking place within them at the same time. Over the following years, I discovered a treasure trove, hundreds of studies that have been written along the years on this kind of growth, but that didn't quite make it into the public domain. And yet, it gave you so much hope when you read about it. This book is about a profound change, a wake-up call that makes you realize what your life priorities are. It's the ice bucket that wakes you up from the deep sleep that so many of us are in as we go through life. I found myself thinking, what if everyone knew this? When you go through something difficult, the crisis you're in can wake you up to what is important. You start to become more open to experiences in life. You start to perceive new possibilities, realize that you need people more than you thought, and develop a new appreciation for life that might not have been there before the difficulty. When I wrote an article about this for Vogue, it was published across the globe. I noticed that people from all over the world want to know that hope is scientifically proven to exist, and that we can bounce back from difficulties and trauma. And we can. Not only this, but even in the most difficult of times, there are people who seem to thrive in the midst of change, while others spiral downwards. Some people who face major stressful upheavals are able to retain their health, while others don't. So why do some manage better than others? The difference seems to lie in a key set of inner strengths that can be developed. We will look at those in this book, among other key aspects. I wanted to take the research and interviews I conducted and help people heal from difficulties they've experienced. And so I wrote this book. I wrote this book to help people find the first ray of light again, and to help them realize what steps to take to grow. In this book, we're not taking a light-hearted approach to difficulties, not at all. Facing life problems can be hard. It can affect your mental health and increase the risk for anxiety and depression. When you experience serious issues, such as receiving devastating personal news, are subjected to bullying, or face a relationship hurdle that can leave you traumatized, you may become despondent. You might start getting intrusive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?